This is the Essence Reveal Podcast, where we peel back the layers to uncover your essence brand. I'm Christina Courtright Jenkins, and I am a passionately curious essence explorer and guide, and I'm the creator of Embody Your Essence Brand. Essence is the self-aware version of your authenticity. And when it comes to your personal brand, that's not something you create. It's something you uncover and embody. And that's what we're here to do. So are you ready for the adventure of revealing your essence brand? Let's do this. This episode is brought to you by Zalevo. This product has literally changed my life. The quality of the shakes is unsurpassed. And as someone who has had a protein shake almost every day for the last 20 years, I have tried a lot of brands, and this is so good, so tasty, so good for you. My body craves these shakes, and I always feel great. No bloating, no sluggishness. Now, I prefer the plant-based, but the whey-based product is super good, and it's made from New Zealand whey. It's the best in the world. Seriously, not only are these delicious, but only the top quality ingredients are put into them. And I also love this burn product, which has helped me clean out my entire system, especially my liver and pancreas. I'm more clear-headed. I have decreased water retention, decreased inflammation. I seriously love this stuff. So if you want to try it, head on over to zalevo.com/ZBiz. So that's zalevo.com/ZBiz. I hope you love it. And welcome to episode 4, The Framework. I'm so happy that you're here, and I'd love to hear about any Essence Compass experiences that you've had from episode 3, so you can leave your comments or contact me directly. In this episode, we're going to talk about a framework for revealing your essence that guarantees results. And it's all based on a flower analogy. Fun fact, in the early 2000s, I had a blog and a YouTube channel about suburban homesteading. And I grew a lot of flowers, as well as vegetables and other edible plants. And my entire yard landscape was made with edible plants. Plus, I owned 2 flower shops. Yep, I really like plants. So it's no wonder that what came to me as I built this framework was this plant analogy. And as always, we're going to start by checking in with our PEMS essence compass. So just close your eyes and take an essence breath. Remember, that's that vertical breath. And just check in on your P, physical, E, emotional, M, mental, and S, spiritual place right now. Never any judgment, only awareness. And just settle in. And remember, if you're not sure what the Essence Compass is or the PEMS Essence Compass check, just check out episode 1 where I go over all of that. All right, let's do this. So you probably already know that I truly believe that everyone can live so fully in their essence that it becomes their personal brand. And when people come to me wanting to attract clients, get the promotion, or to communicate better, oftentimes they think they need to be assigned a brand. But I know that what they need is to embody their essence brand. I see so many people who think a stock logo, a cool color scheme, or some other attention getter will get you what you want in your branding, but it will only work if it reflects who you are. And following a personal branding or business coach's blueprint for how to brand just like they did won't work because you're not them. I keep seeing all of these ads for coaching templates, white label, brandable templates, etc. And that's what I call conformity branding. And it just doesn't work. So what are the three things that everyone wants and that make you so attractive that clients are attracted to you? You stand out for the promotion and instantly communicate at a deep level with everyone. It's peace, freedom, and love. This is actually what everyone is seeking. And it is only attainable when you are living in your essence and embodying your essence brand. I know that that is a bold statement and it may seem impossible, but it is actually easier than you may think. I have created a framework, system, and program that makes results not only possible, but inevitable if you do the work. And that's one of the keys. So many times you'll get promised a result and it seems easy. I'm never going to do that. It takes work. One of my coaches said about this framework, she said, this is the I am awesome and I have a method differentiator. And I felt pretty honored by that. So the framework, after 15 years of helping purpose and career-driven people get what they want in life and business, I am certain that everything you need to live on your terms is already in you. And what I want for you more than anything, if you didn't already know this, and what you need to live your fullest, most purposeful life is to embody your essence brand. Your own journey of peeling back the layers between the world and your essence to embodying your essence so fully that it becomes your uniquely magnetic personal brand is, like I said, just like planting a flower. And I have built this framework and process based on that powerful flower analogy. So check out the PDF link in the show notes to get a visual of the framework that I'm talking about. So it all begins with preparation. The strongest, most radiant flowers were seeds planted with intention. Their location was chosen with vision, the soil was prepared with care, and the seed was planted gently and with intention. The next step is doing. And this isn't an act as if kind of thing. It's about nourishing the seed you've planted by making self-honoring choices, understanding what you want and why, and how you got where you are. Now, I know this isn't quite as easily said as done, but anyone can learn how. And you get there by exploring what aspects of you are truly yours and what are not. And reclaiming your freedom, believing that there are more options available to you than you might have ever thought possible. And eventually, all this work begins to be roots reaching down into the earth. And as you continue to build, to peel back those layers and build upon the foundation of the preparation, as your essence seed takes root into your core and sprouts into the world, you will start to express yourself in an empowered way that is uniquely yours. You will gain the skills to identify, choose, and create your own agreements, unencumbered by old patterns and norms, and you will do the things that make you uncategorizable, and things will really start to shift in your life as you start building your brand. How people think and talk about you, and by showing up more and more in your essence. And that early preparation work made reaching this incredible point possible. If your goal is to live so fully in your essence, to reach your full potential, your goals with intentional preparation will make the rest of the process easier and more fruitful. And this really is an incredible time, but there is more, because being is the final and ongoing step towards living fully in your essence brand. You are a human being, not a human doing. So this is when you truly flourish, living a lifestyle designed uniquely for you and by you, embodying in every way your essence. And this is the external reflection of your internal essence. And showing up this way will magnetize your ideal clients to you, make you stand out among your work colleagues, and communicate cohesively and in alignment for deeper and more meaningful communication. In other words, your essence becomes your unique, identifiable brand. your essence brand. By peeling back the layers around your essence, you are peeling back the layers between you and what you desire. And life feels like it's happening for you, not to you. And living that know-like trust factor through your brand is only possible if you're showing up authentically. And that means getting what you want because you know what you want. It means creating your own category, a category unlike any other, because it's who you really are. So does this sound helpful? Can you see how embodying your essence brand could positively change your life on so many levels? Now imagine that after all this time chasing clients, trying to hone in on your message and create a juicy offer or get the recognition you deserve, that reaching your goals is actually as simple as being yourself. Imagine getting more than just your personal or financial goals. Imagine living in a state of true peace, experiencing unconditional love, and the true freedom of being yourself. Because that's what happens when you live fully in your essence. The Embody Your Essence Brand framework gives you the knowledge, the support, and the steps to be seen and heard above the noise in the marketplace and not get filed away, but become memorable just by showing up as you. You have got this. And if you follow this framework, you will experience peace, freedom, and love. I speak to people every day who just need the framework. But if you're thinking, this sounds great, but I'll never be able to do it myself, don't worry, I am here for you. Because after 15 years of experience, I've created a fun series of exercises, engaging instruction, real life examples, and I have tested activities that will get you from interested to flourish in just 11 weeks. The first phase is preparing, where you intentionally lay the foundation of your essence brand so you become uncategorizable. In the flower analogy, this is choosing the ideal location, preparing the soil, and planting the seed. All that potential is in the seed, so this step is critical for lasting transformation. The second phase is doing the things that define you, taking the conscious actions to create your essence brand. This is nourishing that seed, extending the roots from that seed, and sprouting in the flower analogy. If you've ever planted a flower before, you know that little sprout and bud are tender and easily injured. And it's the same when you're starting to sprout and bud into your essence. It feels raw, tender, and new. The community around you can either be like a greenhouse where it's safe to continue to grow, or like a blizzard that will destroy. The third phase is being in your essence brand, living so fully that you are massively attracted to clients and employers, and you are communicating effectively and efficiently because it's who you are. It's how you show up. It's how you are saying what you say and how you move through the world. It's all congruent and unique to you. So back to the flower analogy, this is the bud, bloom, and flourish stages of the process. When you are a flower, you attract bees, not BS. Wouldn't that be nice to stop the BS and attract what you want? It is my purpose to guide people to peel back the layers around their essence so they can stand out, create their own category, and experience peace, freedom, and love by embodying their essence brand. Everyone deserves to be seen so they can impact their corner of the universe in the most powerful and empowering way possible. Let's take another essence breath and check in on our PEMS essence compass. Go ahead and use that framework for your own personal growth. And if you want more info, just scoot on over to my website at embodyyouressencebrand.com. and get started with the free 6 Days of Self program. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and I am excited to bring on a very special guest in episode 5. Until then, my friends, be you.